One of my favorite parts about the Christmas season is Christmas music. I love Christmas music, and I try really hard during Advent to not listen to any Christmas music, because I love Advent. It's good to kind of prepare our hearts for Christmas. I did pretty good this year. I wait till last night to start listening to Christmas music. And something I like to talk to people about during the Christmas season is, what's your favorite Christmas song? It's a great conversation to have this time of year. For me, I break it down into two different categories. I have my favorite Christmas song to sing, and then I have my favorite Christmas song to listen to. For me, my favorite Christmas song to sing is O Come All Ye Faithful. It was our opening hymn for Mass today. In fact, as a priest, I always walk down the main aisle at Christmas Mass to O Come All Ye Faithful. It's like I can't enter the church on Christmas without that song playing. And it's such a powerful song, especially the refrain. Those words are just so powerful. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. It's powerful. That line, O come, let us adore him. I feel like that line is almost like my personal motto, a summary of why I exist. All of us were created to worship God. We were designed for that. We're made for worship. And I love to worship God. I love to worship Jesus Christ. And there's no better place to worship him than right here at this altar, at the Mass. I love the Mass. And what I like about that line, come let us adore him. I don't want to do it by myself. I want us to come and know the joy that Jesus brings when we adore him, when we worship him. My favorite song to listen to, Christmas song, is O Holy Night. It's my favorite song to listen to because it's a really hard song to sing. You gotta be a really good singer to sing O Holy Night. There's a huge range in O Holy Night. O night, deep. Oh, I'm not even gonna try it, it's so hard. But it's a powerful song. And the lyrics are also quite powerful in O Holy Night. There's a line in the first verse that always strikes me and always moves me when I hear it. The first verse, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. I love that line. Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. What do we celebrate today? We celebrate the truth that you, every single one of you, and me, that you, your soul, you're worth it. That your soul is worth dying for. That your soul is worth rising for. That your soul is worth coming for on that holy night. In the gospel that Deacon just read, the story of the first proclamation of the birth of Christ, the angels to the shepherds, what do the angels say? Today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. A Savior has been born for you. The angel doesn't say a Savior has been born for all humanity or for all nations or for all peoples, which would be true. Jesus is the Savior of all peoples, all humanity. but it's personal. A Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. One of the greatest truths about our faith that really sets us apart as Christians from any other religion, and in my mind, it's another good argument for why we are the one true faith, is the truth that we celebrate today at Christmas, that we do not believe in a God who said, "You guys screwed it all up. You fix it. And once you get your act together, then I'll accept you. Then you can come to me when you get things right." No, we have a God who works in the exact opposite way, who looks at us with great worth and tremendous love. And God says, "I'm not going to wait for you to come to me." He says, "I'm going to come to you. I'm going to take the first step, and I'm going to send my son to become one like you." Why? Because believe it or not, you are worth it. Why do people find themselves unhappy, unfulfilled, a lack of peace and meaning and joy in their lives? Often it's because they never came to realize or believe how much they're loved by our Heavenly Father. What worth that we have in His eyes as His beloved children. Today, as we celebrate Christmas, think about that line from that great song, "Till He appeared and the soul felt its worth." My prayer for all of us this Christmas is that your soul would feel the worth that it has in the eyes of God. That your soul, yes, your soul, is worth dying for, is worth rising for, is worth coming for on that holy night.